ཁྱི ཕྱད མི ཚོགས ཐོན ཁྱི ཕྱད མི ཚོགས ཐོན
Good evening. Last week we finished the first of the three outlines of this chapter, and that was the examining the teacher. So in that chapter we looked at the qualities that a spiritual teacher should have, and we were encouraged to investigate a teacher thoroughly to see whether he has these qualities. And we also spoke again about how in the morning when we get up we should set our motivation for the day, that at the very least that today I will avoid any harmful actions with body, speech and mind, and as much as I can I will try and engage in virtuous activities to benefit others, and then engage in our meditation. And when we come to dedicate the merit generated in our meditation, as well as in the evening when we come to dedicate the merit that we have accumulated over the day, we should dedicate it in addition to the regular ways we dedicate, we should dedicate that we come under the care of a fully qualified spiritual friend. Or if we already have such a connection, such a relationship, then we dedicate that we stay inseparable from such a teacher from now until our attainment of full enlightenment.
당도 로마디 이게 라마 다디 키신 연제 라마 친인다 덴베게 라마디 아니 소소야 니어데 라마디야 탐나도 가리스틴 구르에세시 달로미게 라마 덴나고야 슈야시
And tonight we'll start with the second section here, following the teacher. So we'll look at here how the student is to rely on or follow a qualified teacher.
And the next year, that lama tembi ki chui de la angbor na dole do nombo kope do seyate na le ya ane kar sunyas ne rigi po chige danye la nebi tu she kebara cha wo wa seyate ne gita pe ma bo che sunyas ne de lama tena go tu dole do na le ya tu sunyas res
So I start off with a quotation from a number of similes from a sutra, the sutra arranged like a tree. And the first and the line that is quoted in our text is, Noble One, you should think of yourself as someone who is sick.
That the Nigin Susu never in that member Keba, that one member Bear must Yapura Keba, as I said, Yoruba. Then member Ila Milan, that you to your Marva, the member Keba, the Hope, the Tizon Echo, Chiki, Jang Bear must Keba, as I said, Yoruba. On the Nigida, member Tilia, and it never did, so never did Tau Gorua, Tarko and so, that member did, member Keba did. Men Keba did, then member Keba digi. Kurong,
The first illustration is as sick people put themselves in the care of a skillful doctor. So if someone is afflicted by a severe illness, a life-threatening illness, they will seek out medical advice. And if the illness is particularly severe, they will seek out someone who is skilled, who is experienced and knowledgeable in that field. They won't just go to any garden variety doctor. They will go to someone who's particularly skilled and renowned in the speciality. And going to such a doctor, they would be going there with trust in this doctor. And due to the trust that they have in the doctor, they'll listen carefully to the advice that the doctor gives, and they'll follow that advice. The medicine they must take in the morning and the other medicine in the afternoon or at night, they'll carefully note down what they should do, and they will follow that well because of the trust in the doctor. On the other hand, if they don't really trust this doctor, then whatever advice they are given, they're not going to follow it particularly closely. And that means the benefit that would have come from applying that advice will not be achieved.
It's through trusting the doctor that one pays
close attention to the advice that is given and then implements that advice over a sustained period. If one lacks this trust in the doctor, then no matter what they say, benefit is not going to come to you. The benefit that could have been attained, this is then lost.
Then, nyomo dadi di nyomo yoba na di nyomo wangi ta diwa mangwa sa jin jewa chima ya yang jinga tu kanga mangwa shu nyongo ro ji na de ni gi ne de ne na shin ane de sha kong ro ta ji ge na ya de ni mar pa de ni gi ne ne sa di so su gi le yoba ta ta so so di me ba se go ro di me ba se ba la ta de ni gi member ke ba na shin ne de me ba se ya la men je hang Singan Kevan, I seen that Givy singing. They lemon, I dig your marrow. Givy singing, bear corn, Yamay Yahoo, you do, Givy singing, singing the temper chicken. That didn't cut us away in a John Dicom, Dimacom, Dicom Gure, Shoe, Dicom, Yamundan, Chuzi Dinner Congure, Sema, and Love Jayad, and did the Nereta Mar, Love in Chedi. Now, Dinyamu, Lama de Lisitama, easy. इस टेंपो चेने रे सुसुगी ते लामा ती का सुन दिशे बा नाशिन छे बा ना सुसुगी न्योमो बा दी मेवा सु ठुगुरे से मी इसे संगमा रे चेचे लामा दी लिया लामे लाबा दी टेंबा रे से लामा ले इसे संगमा चेचे दिने न्योगुरे से वाले मेंबा नाशिन
So similar to this illustration, when we investigate our own situation, our own suffering situation, and we come to see the cause of our suffering is the negative karma that we all have accumulated due to the power of the afflictive minds. In other words, under the influence, under the control of these afflictive minds such as anger and attachments and ignorance, we have accumulated negative karma, and from this our entire suffering samsaric experience has come about. So recognizing this illness that we are experiencing, we should, similar to the illustration, seek out a skilled spiritual friend, seek out a teacher who is skilled in leading us out of this suffering situation and leading us to a state free of all forms of suffering. And through investigating a teacher in the way that we've had described in the previous section, and thereby generating stable and pure faith that this is a genuine teacher, a teacher who has the knowledge and the experience to lead me out of this suffering situation, we then will apply, due to the power of that faith, we will apply the advice that they give to us over a sustained period.
So never do she shall never shall end the lama de la devati mushkukures, so devati mukureshigordai.
In brief, then, the meaning of this well known illustration here is that we should come to have stable and powerful faith in our teacher. And that faith needs to be generated independent on reasoning, and the reasons were all presented in the previous section. So through engaging in this this process of reasoning, we should develop a powerful and stable faith. Because if our faith or our trust in the teacher is not stable, then doubts will continue to arise. And the fault of these doubts would be that they will hold us back from implementing or following closely the advice that is given. And therefore, the benefit of the advice from the teacher, or the benefit of the teachings we've received, will not be fully realized. So therefore, in essence, the meaning here is that we need to develop a powerful and stable faith in the teacher so that we can generate a mind that is striving to apply the, striving to follow the advice that has been given, striving to implement the teachings that have been given over a sustained period. And without stable faith, this mind that is striving to apply the advice that has been given, this mind itself will not arise in a powerful or a stable way. And looking at the next simile, travelers on dangerous paths entrust themselves to a courageous escort. So this is quite clear. If someone needs to travel on a path that is particularly dangerous, they will entrust themselves to people whom they believe can protect them. So maybe like a military escort or the like. And through having trust that in one's companions, that they have the ability to protect one from dangers, then one will embark on this path. If one doesn't trust one's companions, then one will not engage in such a perilous journey. So then that this the meaning of this simile is similar to before, where if we have developed stable trust in our spiritual friend, then we will apply the advice that they give us, and we will apply it in a way that is both powerful and sustained. Because the path we're journeying, embarking on, is this path of abandoning our afflictive minds, the path of overcoming all the causes of our suffering. So through having powerful and stable faith in the teacher, that through following their advice in a similar way, in a way that's also powerful and stable, not only will this life turn out better, but so will our future lives. With such a mind, we will be able to engage wholeheartedly in the advice that they give us.
That
Then the third simile is faced with dangers from enemies, robbers, wild beasts and the like, people look to a companion for protection. So the meaning here is similar to what we heard before. If one has trust in the ability and the skill of your companions, one will embark on a journey that one otherwise wouldn't have. Without such companions, one's not going to engage in such a journey, and if one doesn't engage in the journey, one of course will not arrive at the destination. So similarly here, through developing a mind of faith that is or faith or trust based on reasons, then this mind of faith or trust will be stable. And having the stable faith and trust in one's spiritual friend, one will apply apply their advice over a sustained period. And that will lead to the arrival at one's destination, at one's goal.
The
fourth illustration, merchants heading for lands across the ocean entrust themselves to a captain. So again, it's a similar illustration to before. So here, if one is wanting to travel to a mythical land where there's many jewels to be gathered, then one wouldn't embark on a journey such as that one has never been on before. Rather, one would entrust oneself to someone who has a journey to such a destination. And entrusting oneself to such a person, one will also arrive at that destination. So similarly, when one has the objective to attain the state of lasting enlightenment, one needs to entrust oneself to someone who can lead one along the long path to the attainment of that goal, and someone who can lead one across along the various stages to develop all the qualities of the path, as well as lead one to the various stages of abandoning the differing levels of the afflictions. Next illustration again is very similar. Wayfarers taking the ferry to cross a river entrust themselves to the boatman. So here, this is of course set in old Tibet where the text was written, so there's no such things as aeroplanes. So when one wanted to travel across a fast-flowing river or a lake, then one would go in a boat, and those boats were a bit different in that they're... what was it, the bottom of the boat, the bow of the boat maybe, is covered in leather. So it's, to cross a lake or a river in such a boat, one needs to have trust in the, what is it called, the captain? Yes, a boatman. So one needs to have trust in such a boatman. And again, it's the same illustration as before. If one doesn't have trust, one will not embark on the journey. If one doesn't embark on the journey, one doesn't attain the goal.
Mm.
那等到了几百人的，别忙过了去，别忙过了，先忙到等到几百人。那等到几百人，这里别忙过，先我要用这时间，明天就是搞落去，是吧？别自己领导啊，身边的，那到什么来用路啊？等下子。So you thinking, you may be thinking, all these illustrations, there've been five so far, and they're all saying the same thing. Why does the text both here and previously give so many illustrations to just make a single point?
就是别忙过了，先要对。 都上当忙不转到别忙过去了，等那个上当的，但车上的几百路车个了吧？车上别干那些上当为呢，那得了一些颠簸就快的，不嘛到一些颠簸就没那，两个得了就没路，车上一些颠簸就过多啊，是不？但我这个一些颠簸过的，那电话接到，那么得了电话的一些颠簸，第一户去接转到了，别干那些上当为呢，我的几百车都是不给，那那，上路的颠簸颠簸用来当。
So the reason why texts will often present many different reasons making the same point is because to come to any realization, for that realization to be powerful and stable, then one needs to analyze from a variety of different points. So even whether it's something like previously in terms of the qualities of the teacher or here why we need to rely on the teacher, then by looking at that from many different points of view, using many different illustrations, then the realization will be stable and powerful. So in this case, the importance of having stable faith in the teacher.
Mm. 当然，这个俺这个了，牛毛把去，牛毛把药把，咱咱你说马新把忙不起，马新把去，马新把我给当然这个对下当，放着当，哪家的，等等牛毛忙不起，反正底下当棉花水果的，底棉花嘛水果呢，大家俺这里啊，刚刚拆的，你拿着用啊，大家呢刚刚忙不拆的，叫我俺们给牛毛不给来，牛毛把去，牛毛不我给来，俺把啥子呢，俺就刚刚提过来，其实大家俺这个原来有个牛毛把的棉花嘛水果呢。
他叫我起码按照细节，俺叫我现在就，人家刚刚那提的，现在今天早上就牛毛把的，俺就棉花水果了，是棉的，那这了马上就牛毛的棉花水果了，现在，这牛毛把棉花水果呢，嗯，叫我起码，俺那多啊多啊的用嘛的，现在也个起码嘛多啊用嘛的，这牛毛把棉花水果，牛毛被多少的给我了吧的，是吧？给小矿庄俺这给他送，来没送伢的，给他送过来是呢，矿上啥也要嘛，什么工具嘞，送过了吧？
哎，那这个呢，大面包工具嘞，啥的，那你现在讲不得，再我吃苦嘞，啥的，那你那个，那你金币你们能吃过嘞？那你苏州你们能吃过？随便你们，军队你们能吃过？你你们能吃到送过了吧？现在你那个吃法呢，叫我起码嘞，给我讲下啥用？就算给我讲啥玩意呢，但是搞不了彻底嘞，牛毛的也熊熊熊抓的，现在牛毛熊熊抓的，彻底嘞呢，计划用来的，那叫我起码也那的。 这点牛毛虫，但给我讲啥话子？你给我讲啥话子？给予这不给我起码的了呀？那这个第一样用，是吧？那这今年说这个养活虫呢，特别过棒，大军别这不突突呀，三军过棒突突呀，你吃过一把银子？就算第二个嘛，第二个那么的了呀？第二个六军这个那么的了呀？但第二把点不起的，第那么可能先把那些伢们接活，一些当嘛，这些伢们接活，这伢们接活呢？ 你叫我起码，说句彻底的，用我去照顾的，你叫我起码的，也或许用过的，身边给他，那做这个，做这个活的，记住吧，那再去嘛，这个偷偷的，身边一些点不接活的，那么了，第二把点不接的，那么有送来的了，一些点不接的，接活的，你接完以后，那个用我是，说说的，伢们接下来，嗯，等于点不接的，等于接不接呢，等于接不过伢的，接不过伢的。 那是随便你们的，就这你们的，其他你们的老人带的，老人带完呢，你才几，你这中间的嘛，你把这几，现在呢，你们的，你们的，你打哇，打完的落，等落忙过都是你们，结果的，等你养不下了，也是我的。
The meaning in brief of what we've been looking at here then is that ourselves, who are all of us who are so obscured by the afflictions, being in the state of being obscured by these afflictive minds means that there is a lot that we do not know, a lot that we cannot come to see for ourselves. And therefore, this afflicted state that we find ourselves in, the state of obscuration that we find ourselves in, this is something that we need to abandon. And moreover, we need to enable us to abandon these afflicted states, we also need to purify the previously accumulated negative karma that we have accumulated under the influence of these afflictive minds, such as ignorance and the like. And it's because of this presence or this dominance of the afflictive minds and contaminated karma that we continue to take uncontrolled rebirth within samsara. In other words, having no control over our birth or our death, or rather our death and our rebirth. And furthermore, it's because of this dominance of the afflictive minds and contaminated karma that we continue in the suffering state of samsara. So to bring an end to this, we need to bring an end to the situation of being dominated by the afflictive minds and the contaminated karma. We need to start to reduce the strength of these afflictive minds, and we need to start to increase the virtuous minds that we have, and we need to purify the negative karma that we've accumulated and accumulate further stores of virtuous karma. So these need to all happen together in tandem. So we need to train in and engage in the practices of generosity, ethical conduct, patience, and so forth. And to do all of this, we need to come to understand what are the objects that need to be abandoned, what are the objects to meditate on so as to overcome those objects of abandonment. And then we need to also understand what are the virtuous activities and the various aspects of the virtuous activities that we should be engaging in when not in meditation. And if we come to understand this well, then benefits will come to us right now in this very life, because in this life these afflictive minds will weaken and our virtuous minds will strengthen, and therefore in this very life we'll experience more happiness. Furthermore, our future lives will continue to be good rebirths such as now, or in our future lives we'll continue to attain good rebirths such as now, and we'll continue with our progression to our goal for liberation of the suffering of samsara, and as well as to our goal of the attainment of full enlightenment. So to achieve such a goal, then of course we need to have a guide, someone who can train us in what these objects of abandonment are and how to abandon them. In other words, what we should be meditating on and how to accumulate virtue, what are the various aspects of the virtuous practices, how to engage in virtue in a powerful way, etc. And so for that we need a guide, someone who knows from their own experience as well as from knowledge how to do this. And if we have faith in that guide, and a faith that is has both aspects of being powerful and stable, then we will give rise to the mind of wanting to engage wholeheartedly in fulfilling the advice that they give us. In other words, practicing the teachings that we receive. It's through the presence of having this mind, this mind that is this powerful mind of wanting to strive and apply oneself to the teachings, that we will come to attain these desired results. And to do this, meditating now and again, or once or twice when the inspiration takes us, this alone will not bring about the desired goal. And rather, we need to meditate and engage in virtuous activities over a sustained period. Then the results will come about. And in order to engage in meditation and virtuous activities over a sustained period, we need to have this mind of powerful and stable faith in the virtuous friend. So therefore, that is then the presentation in, or the summary in brief of what we've been looking at.
Mm.
Then, Okay, so now over the page at the first paragraph, can I read the first half of the line here? A courageous disciple armored with a determination never to displease his teacher even at the cost of his life. So here the meaning of this determination not to displease your teacher means to act in accordance with the advice that's given. In other words, to act in accordance with the teachings that are given. So, for example, in the teachings we regularly hear about the need to meditate on love and compassion to generate this motivation to only be of benefit to others and to refrain from harming others in any way. So if a student takes that advice to heart and has a strong determination to act in accordance with the advice that their teacher gives them, then they will act accordingly. However, if they don't have this strong determination, then they'll just continue acting as they please. So, for example, they may engage knowingly in non-virtuous activities, for example, harming sentient beings, this is the kind of act against the teachings that would displease the teacher. Whereas on the other hand, if someone has developed a mind of powerful and stable faith in the teacher, if they are then told by someone who has power or influence over them, maybe an employer or the like, to engage in something which they know is non-virtuous, such as killing, but whatever non-virtuous act it would be, if then the student has, due to having strong faith in the teacher, knows the advice that they have been given, due to the strong faith, they'll have the courage to say, no, I will not engage in that activity, I don't want to, and they'll do this because of not wanting to displease the teacher, not wanting to incur negative karma, and not wanting to harm others, etc. So in this way, having strong and stable faith in one's teacher leads one to following the implementing the teachings, and therefore this serves as an armor, serves to protect one.
Tell me, 다디디 칼레칸다 칼레하지 온투사 마레 심비 심 주와테 주와 침바이나 아네 데디고 마레스
I'm going to read a bit more here. So stable-minded that he is never shaken by immediate or temporary circumstances. So what this refers to is that someone who has just some faith in the teachings, they hear a teaching and due to having some faith, they then try to engage in meditation on what has been taught. So this is good, they're following the advice of the teacher, but their faith is not so stable. So then difficulties come along. So the temporary circumstances become a little bit unfavorable. And now it's getting a bit difficult and they rather turn away from following the advice.
Furthermore,
if one doesn't have a hasn't developed a stable mind, as it says, as a stable-minded, then one is always at danger of being swayed by charismatic teachers who are not teachers of genuine Dharma. So if one encounters someone who's charismatic and persuasive and says, well, the Buddha Dharma that has been taught to you will not lead to liberation because liberation doesn't exist, and furthermore, there's no such thing as future lives, etc. So if one's mind isn't stable and relaxed and open, then when one hears things like this from someone who's charismatic and persuasive, then one could be led away from a virtuous path and led in a different direction. And furthermore, who serves his teacher without caring about his own health or survival? So this is expressing it quite strongly, but what it means in essence is that the student who has a stable and powerful faith in their teacher, they will not complain about, oh, following the advice is too difficult. Meditating on this topic over a sustained period is too difficult, or it's too boring, or I want something different, etc. They won't complain in that way. They won't be overly concerned with their own situation. So what it is saying here in essence is that as such a student will have the strength of mind to overcome all hardships on the path and will overcome any difficulties that are involved in terms of guarding one's ethical conduct well, overcome any difficulties in terms of relating to others with love and compassion and the like. So that is the meaning here in essence.
Lamigi should be shared, and I suppose young and the chicken I do say, now 강아도 제수사 말했으면 샤요 말했어. 내내 들어와든. 다 모자다 되니 그래서 매와 찔라 라마 파디니 휴지겹라. 근데 라마디 강부 샤비아고르 매와 시 조마도 바이나. 내 라마 잡로 신로로 와. 뭐 나딩아 갈 지워도 때깔레든 수불 강아 휴지 기메랍나. 내 라메게 다 라마 처라 샹다 찍스르 지마다 나요 삼바랍나. 네. 소수 가르쳐서 소수를 강화하든가 수부 지호체에 강화두슨 소수의 수부를 송급제네 라메샤도 주주가 자기로와 어 데미지는 지금 말해 소수의 강화위원회 남아도 쉽슈고래 지금 다 소를 야와도 소세야지 다 라마디만 마치 지마 람과를 봐 체제 뒤와 추치 모질래 라마디만 추치로 제외네 더다 라미 추기 나든마 추나 봐 주르는 아치로 그래 아시기래 삼제 아니 직 두스제네 다네 라마 직강아 체비네 려샤나 지교 말해 지자 소수 파 지소로 야와 더지 소수 가르치나 제 삼제 파 라만은 송급제 아제 오래서 올다
So to give some illustrations of where we have about not being concerned with one's body or life I've suddenly lost it in English but you've got So for example, if one is driving one's teacher somewhere and the car breaks down and you have to walk and maybe the teacher is much older and his body's exhausted and can't go any further, then the student may opt to carry the teacher so that at least you can progress along the path. But if one has the attitude of, oh, I can't be bothered with this, I'm just going on my own, he can lie next to the side of the road, that is not really the attitude to have. Or likewise, if one needs to cross a river and the teacher is exhausted and can't walk any further, then if one has the attitude of, well, I'll try and carry the teacher across, even though this is a deep river, it's a little bit dangerous, but we both need to cross, so I will do that. As opposed to the attitude of thinking, oh, if I'm carrying the teacher across the river, that's a bit dangerous, and therefore I'll just leave him on this bank and I'll cross by myself. Again, that's not the kind of attitude to have.
Miso Mambuki, Chiknaja, Kiji, Malaman, Nakuoji, Shibishina, Natum Charles, Murata, or what you call it Chumari, the Yende Chumari, the Samji, the Mi, the Netunguri, Samji, and Jinga, Nubachunguri, Samji, and Lami Shibshi, our machine education, Lami Garanana, Gasun Chiru, Hugues, Chisantin, and Nayajin, Tayama, Nayaji, your Malays.
Kevin Kennedy, Yanka, Sosin, and Rosan?
Lami.
And the next part here is obeys his every command without sparing himself at all. So this is about overcoming one's pride. So if one is somewhere with one's teacher and one's teacher says, oh, please carry that, or please do this, or don't do that, then one should be aware of the arisal of pride and overcome that pride, abandon that pride, and rather fulfill the wishes of one's teacher and not allow pride to prevent one from following the advice of one's teacher.
Dine lama tin, dine chevine, yagito yomares or Takanjele, Lamig deva timbuce, dine sem timbuce, naja mevace, dine, Lamika from Chiruce, Suce, Lamigi dicom sedocum, and Majes de Maje, Nje said, Maje or Yamnejo or the Dijo said, Yamnu Chen Tovina, then so sweet, Toba di Yaria Chinjan, Taba the Timjibo Totugues, Mado Lama Lamatemba, and Totuyo Mares or.
again, the meaning here is that for us to continue to attain good rebirth, to continue in our progression towards the attainment of liberation and full enlightenment, one needs to overcome these afflictive minds. And to do so, it's imperative to have powerful and sustained faith in one's teacher. Because if one does have this faith, then whatever one is, whatever teachings one receives, one will then meditate on those teachings. And one will keep meditating on those teachings despite whatever difficulties come from trying to follow the advice and develop these virtuous minds. So in other words, through having faith in the teacher, one will continue day in, day out to meditate on the topics that one has studied until one eventually comes to the attainment of the realizations. If one lacks the faith, then one may apply oneself to the teachings sporadically from time to time. But this won't lead to improvement. This will not lead to the attainment of any goals. So therefore, again, for this arisal of this powerful mind of striving for a goal, then this comes about in dependence on having stable trust in the teacher.
Mm. Rimjue ki jisung ka ti dani mi su bi ji bu ti ni me gu kon yan zhe xia ji da ti dan da ji ba le ki xin di ji ni xie ba ti dan da ji ge dan da ji ba le in da dan da la ka su go ro sin la ma ye de ba tin bu che la ma na me gu zu wo che la mi ge ka su su ju so la li da so la ba jia la mi ge du gu le di ni du ba yin na ta ba da tam ji ji me go ma tu tu gu le xia ji su go ro wa dan da di ji xie ba ji ba le da.
Again, I've just read the four lines here that the above explanation is based on, and of course the meaning there is the same. So in brief, through having faith in one's teacher, one will attain the goals that one desires.
Mm-hmm.
Now we come to the larger paragraph in the middle of page 144. So the first of the 8 points here is to follow the teacher, you should have so much confidence in him that you perceive him as a real Buddha. Well, the benefit of this is if we were to know that our teacher or to perceive our teacher as the actual Buddha, we would relate to them as if they were the Buddha. So we can imagine if the historical Buddha was before us, we would see them as a Buddha, we would know them to be a Buddha, and we would very certainly follow their advice exactly as it's given to us for whatever length of time is required. And we would not be dissuaded by anyone else who says, oh, this is not a Buddha, or their advice is mistaken, what do they know? We would have very stable and reliable faith in that teacher. So therefore, there's great benefit if one sees one's teacher as a real Buddha.
That tabla ki bi zeji yu kongshi xie xian dan bi qu gang song zin bu de nü bi xie le da tie ba qie wa s. Da la mi ge ma qu sun ya da de ne ka ka na wei na da ji ge zam zam o de de no zhu le xia san bi ge da di di da da ma le san san man zu le de ne yong xi ge de wa ji ge ma ni ji na di ma ji de da di la mi ge ka na di o da di jing ran sun de de ne xi xia wu de ne la mi ge di sun ya di dan dan
The second point is you should have such discrimination and knowledge of the teachings that you can recognize the wisdom underlying his skillful actions and grasp whatever he teaches you. So we know that sometimes when you're listening to teachings, we think to ourselves, oh no, this is mistaken, this can't be right, we know better, etc. So here, when we listen to teachings, it's important that we use our own wisdom, our own knowledge, and investigate what is presented to us. But to be able to investigate well, we also need to have studied broadly and in detail. We need to have developed our own wisdom to be able to investigate well.
For example, if
our teacher gives us the advice that we need to do, for example, 100,000 prostrations, then this is some advice, and we now are going to try and apply ourselves to this. But then when we go to do our prostrations, we see someone else there, a fellow student of the same teacher, and they've also been given advice to do prostrations, but they've only been told to do 10,000. That's very, very possible. We'll think, what's this about? I've been told to do 100,000. This is going to take me quite some time, and it's going to be difficult. This person only got 10,000. That's it's not fair. It's not right. It must be mistaken. And from this, we could very easily criticize the teacher for giving us differing advice. Alternatively, one student could be advised to go into retreat or to meditate on this topic or that topic, and another student can be said, well, you cook for me, you wash my clothes, you clean my room. And then that student may again think, this isn't fair, this isn't right, and criticize their teacher. So if one engages in these acts of criticism, of course it just leads to the reduction or the decreasing of one's trust in that teacher. Rather, through having trust built up based on reasoning in the teacher, one's trust should be stable, and one should have the understanding that whatever advice one is given, this is fantastic advice, this is the best advice possible for me, and I'm really fortunate whatever I have received. And this is, of course, a far more positive and virtuous mind than the mind that is criticizing your teacher.
And dini lame ka na na shin ji dini ki nyamne che ge samba dini ki che ore je.
And the third point here, you should feel immense love and compassion for all those who are suffering with no one to protect them. So here, again having this a stable and powerful trust in one's teacher, one's teacher is one's role model, and seeing how he relates to others and treats others with stable love and compassion in all circumstances, and does whatever he can to be of benefit to others, both directly and indirectly. Based on our own mind of trust in him, we should emulate his behavior and do this by trying to generate the minds of love and compassion and act under the influence of these minds of love and compassion in when we engage in beneficial acts for others, both directly and indirectly.
अने जिए चिंबा तंगोरे न्यामदाले रोगा चे वुरे सादान चुरुम सुंगुरे सा दोंबासियोले चुरुम सुंगुरे सा दे तेशेने न्योबा चिकमे संबिगे दिनेगे अन सुबो कोम्यादा दिनेगे कनायो दु न सोसुगे अन दि मा याहो सुंगुरे स दिने सुवाने दिनेगे दामन्या चिकंगा ठेशे शेने न्योबा चिएदा चुरुम सुंगुरे से विचेन समलेदो ओदालामे दिकनावा दे दिनि लामे कनावा सिमाजिन दे दिगमारे संबिगे समनो दु खोरचे अने सुंगा चे वुरे स कु Lamig Tansiki, Nero Kubas, Lamig and Nawatilia, and Kuzizian and Jehur Hesir.
The fourth point is you should respect the vows and samayas that your teacher has told you to keep. Yeah, going to read that far. So here, with whatever vows or samayas one's given, one should guard these well at all times. So for example, if one is engaging in virtuous activities such as the practice of generosity, one should ensure that one doesn't do so through any non-virtuous way or any way that brings harm to others. So in other words, whatever one does, one should do so in accordance with the teachings, in accordance with the vows and samayas that we have received. And if we have this a powerful mind of trust in our teacher, then when we are faced with the opportunity to maybe engage in something non-virtuous, to go in such a direction, then this mind of trust in our teacher will serve to protect us, to guard us from engaging in harmful activities. We will be reminded that the advice that I've been given is not to engage in such activities for these various reasons, and that will serve to protect us from engaging in harm.
And me,
So for example, sometimes we may be we can engage in a negative act, but know that actually there's no one there to see us. So we could do this and no one will know. And it could be even, say, stealing a life-changing amount of money or taking it from a young child who has no power compared to ourselves. And we could do that knowing that we could well get away with it. There's no one there to observe what we're doing. However, if we have this mind of stable faith or stable trust in our teacher, we will want to follow their advice, guard the vows and the samayas that we've been given, not to act in a way that disappoints them, by going against their advice. Then this way of thinking will guard us from non-virtue. It will guard us from creating powerful causes for future suffering.
Mm. 但另外有什么事情都要是的，但我有关的米粒啊，吃都嘛些吧些，那这个几十年不些的。 ane liju kone ane milya chik tuze da da dikwa namju duksha matyam bache ane de chik shiwe namju daya da ane yiju kone samla dele shenla nyoba chiki meya sambeke dine shiye tuwa chiku gore yasi re.
And the last bit in this point, where are we here? And should be peaceful and controlled in all your deeds, words, and thoughts. So here, again, through following the advice of our teacher, we will always ensure that we act towards others with our speech and with our physical actions in a way that doesn't cause any harm, the way in a way that is gentle and kind. And furthermore, we will be guarding our mind to ensure that the motivating force behind these actions is not a mind that is non-virtuous or a mind that is harmful towards others.
Then
the fifth one here, your outlook should be so broad that you can accept whatever your teacher and spiritual companions may do. So here, if we engaging in a lot of work for our teacher, we may be tempted to criticize him, thinking, oh, we're not given a moment's rest, it's one job to do after another. Or alternatively, he acts in a very ordinary way. For example, our teacher gets angry. So here we could also be very tempted to criticize this person, supposed to be my teacher, and look at how he's behaving, etc. So here we need to be broad-minded, we need to guard our mind from going in such a direction. And this will come about if we have developed powerful and stable trust in our teacher. And similarly with our Dharma friends or our spiritual friends, our spiritual companions. If we're with them and maybe they're talking in a impolite manner or in a harsh manner, then we need to practice patience. We need to keep our mind open and calm and gentle and not respond in kind, not and maybe defend ourselves and argue back, but rather keep our mind calm and stay in control of our mind. And then the sixth one, you should be so generous that you can give the teacher whatever you possess. So yeah, if you follow this advice as it's said here, well, you'll probably end up going hungry yourself. You'll be ending up dressed in rags and the like.
And 当然不接触了。但是当然不会用的，当然不打不也，现在就那么大要嘛了。当然不接触，打过你也打过也是，那么给人家才要嘛了，是吧？他说吃上了，就是没来的吧？阿妈当吃上六月钱的货，下月钱的，怕麻烦事情，等阿妹家里结束那钱多的，这另外有什么吃上那么配合？哦，你那先，你那在铺些，另外有什么东北吃话，等铺完呢，家里吃上另外一种鸡肉那么配合呢？所以说，大家都要当。
The historical person who, of course, practiced in it this way was Jetsun Malaripa. So he offered his body, speech, and mind to his teacher. And he offered this in a very sincere way. After then having made this offering, it was clear to him, it was clear to Malaripa, that his body was now the body of his teacher, and therefore every activity and thought was that of the teacher's, because he had offered everything to his teacher, and everything that he earned, his relationships with his relatives and the like, were all offered to the teacher. And therefore he was left with nothing that he could consider his own anymore, not his own body, not his own mother, etc. Everything that was formerly his, he had now given to his teacher. So this is this way of thinking would be then only really practical, I guess, if you were actually living with your teacher at the time.
Mm. 因为俺是如果行的，俺地来的，加上那么来，另外一种那么配些，找土个嘛，是吧？的，多么多文章，但个人来，那那地那么东北吃话些的，但说这个就在刚刚金融给那边去学的，俺呢说这个的这个说这个推荐团的，俺那么刚刚金融给俺呢，去配的。
안디니게 파마타와다
In our case, we can't really act like that. However, what we can do is to generate the sincere wish to be able to practice in such a way, to sincerely give everything that we own, right up to our very body, our very life, to our teacher. So we give generating these sincere aspirations to not only give all our possessions, but to give our time, all our energy to our teacher, to give our relatives to our teachers, and to generate the sincere wish to be able to do this in the future, and thereby to live besides our teacher, dedicating ourselves solely to the fulfillment of their sincerest wishes. In other words, dedicating ourselves solely to the attainment of enlightenment. So we ourselves here should try and generate the sincere wish to be able to do this at some point in the future.
The
seventh, your perception of everything should be pure, not always critical and tainted. Here then the meaning is when we seeing something that in our teachers as a behavior or speech that we don't like, then we should guard our mind from criticizing. And one of the ways to guard our mind from criticizing is to be aware that what we are observing is through our own tainted perceptions. In other words, through our own afflictive minds, we are observing. So therefore, what we are observing is mistaken. And therefore, the faults that we are seeing are not faults within the teacher, but we are only observing them in such a way due to the presence of afflictions within our own mind. As it says here, I think we have pure perception, everything should be seen as pure. So here we should be developing pure perception in our teacher. So this teacher who we see as a real Buddha, we should have pure perception in them. In other words, seeing them as faultless. Because if we see faults in them, this leads us then to our trust in them weakening, leads us to criticizing them to others, and it leads to us becoming emotionally separated from them. And this only leads to harm in the future, and at the very least not the attainment of the progress that we otherwise would have made. But saying this, it's important though here to remind ourselves of something that we looked at previously, and that's when we are asked to do something, if that is not in accordance with the teachings, then we should say no thank you, and we should politely decline to engage in something that is contrary to the teachings. This is important. So the Buddha himself said this very clearly and said it on many occasions, that the students should use their own wisdom, they should use their own intelligence. And if some advice, some instruction is contrary to the teaching, then they should put that advice to the side and they should feel no regret or doubt about not following such advice. Going along with this, and then in accordance with this pure perception, is no criticism of the teacher should follow. So in other words, it's fine to say, I'm not going to follow that advice because it's contrary to the teachings. That's our responsibility and we should do that. And then along with that, we shouldn't then engage in criticism of the teacher, but rather put that to one side and continue to have trust in the teacher.
Mm-hmm. dambigi tuji cheyong nyamdu ane cheye da temba deta biko ne lama tengus chesanda nga tuge da mi chenda mesa lama mesa da misuje mesa diwa dibe lega chik cheba ina nga tuge jayegi nyanga cheyo rwa da mi chenda tungo ma suje hagu kuma la sami jayegi nene chik kuma kuya da denige semje sojo cheya da denige da gaji dibe lega cheya denige yunguru wa da Jadi, dini ini, dini ke suci mesra dah, dini ke mimpi na. Oh, tadi ni jadi, jadi macam lama kita nak kahro, lama dini kan awal. Ini lama sen dus cewen, ini lama le samdan, jadi macam apa sampai ke zaman kulit ni cikyo macam apa sih? Tapi macam dah dini ke.
So the eighth points and last points here, you should restrain yourself from doing anything harmful or negative for fear of displeasing him. You know, so in our normal activities. We regularly encounter opportunities where we can engage in non-virtuous. We can make the wrong decisions. So at those points, we should be aware that if we do make choose such a path of action, this will be contrary to the advice of our teachers. This will be displeasing them because it's leading us away from the fulfillment of their wishes. And the fulfillment of their wishes is, of course, us ourselves training and developing our minds so as to eliminate our afflictions and progress towards the attainment of liberation and enlightenment. So therefore we should always keep that in mind as we go through our daily activities. Quotation upon which that explanation was based. So we'll stop there for tonight. So next time we'll start here at the bottom of page 144, that last paragraph there. So then, just to end, we'll summarize what we looked at tonight. So we've spoken about here in the previous weeks about the qualities that a genuine spiritual friend, an authentic teacher should have. And now when one comes to meet such a teacher and develop faith in them, then that faith needs to be stable. And then the way that faith becomes stable is through contemplating the various points that we've looked at previously and seeing their qualities and the benefits that come from relying on the teacher. And then we should come to the firm commitment and come to this commitment repeatedly that we will not engage in any non-virtuous acts at all. We will not do anything that's harmful to others or anything that leads to future suffering for ourselves and others, because this is contrary to the advice that our spiritual friend has given us. Furthermore, we should follow the advice that we have been given. And in particular, what that means is the teachings that we've received, we need to meditate on these. And we need to meditate on them repeatedly over a sustained period. So in other words, every day we need to meditate on the topics that we have received teachings on. And we need to do this despite the obstacles, despite the difficulties that we do experience when trying to find the time to do some meditation, and to repeatedly meditate on the same objects or the same topics is difficult. But we need to overcome that, because that is following the advice of the teacher, and that is what we should be striving for. And furthermore, just to summarize, then in the morning when we get up, we should set our motivation for the day, and the motivation in its briefest form is that today I will not harm others. And if we can expand on that, we should set the commitment that today I will try and be of benefit to others whenever I get the opportunity. And then furthermore, when we have time, we should meditate on the topics that we have studied. For example, cultivating the mind of bodhicitta, meditating on emptiness, etc. So this is something we should try and do in a sustained manner. In other words, have a daily meditation practice. Do this every single morning, and over a sustained period, we will definitely see change come. Our way of thinking will develop. Our way of dealing with our people and with the difficulties in life will develop. And then lastly, when we in the evening, if we also do some meditation then, or we dedicate the virtue that we've accumulated over the day, we should dedicate so that we can come to meet a spiritual friend, see him as being qualified, and come to receive teachings and develop and cultivate those teachings. Or if we have met a teacher that we have trust in, that we should dedicate so that we are successful in following their advice. In other words, that we can fulfill our teacher's heartfelt wishes. In other words, that we can be of benefit to others, and we can develop ourselves to the point of full enlightenment. So that is in brief what we've looked at today. And then next week we'll continue in the same section here from the bottom of page 144. So if there are any questions, we have some time. And if there are no questions, then safe journey home and see everyone next week.
Oh, Thank you.